Welcome back to the Mittner Method. I'm your host, Andrew Mittner, and on today's episode, we're going to continue our series on college football player props and specifically looking at Trevor Etienne's rushing yards prop for Georgia. So we've done one running back so far in this series, and after doing that, I dove a little bit more into some of the data just to kind of get a thought process on how much offensive line actually matters when it comes to these running backs, right? So there were 31 running backs in the Power Four last year with over 900 rushing yards. Now, 28 of those running backs had an offensive line who returned 50% or more of their offensive line snaps. So the only three that did not have an offensive line to meet that threshold were Amani Bailey, LaQuint Allen, and Corey Kiner. So the thing that stands out more than anything for those running backs, Amani Bailey at TCU had 1,209 rushing yards, and he wasn't really like an electric, you know, next level back, right? The thing that really stood out, and it stands out with all of these, is the attempts. And I think that just kind of rings true, right? When we're thinking about like these player props, you know, when we're thinking about that, it's literally volume is driving all of this, right? So Amani Bailey was 20th in attempts, 223. LaQuint Allen for Syracuse was 11th in attempts, 245, and Corey Kiner for Cincinnati was 36th in attempts, 192. So that right there just tells me, you know, the volume almost trumps everything, right? Because, like, I'll give you an example. Like, LaQuint Allen was 96th in broken tackles plus missed tackles percentage and at 18%. So that's average, you know, just average, because this is out of 200 running backs with at least 100 attempts or more. And then his yards after contact per attempt was 119th. So this is just like an average, you know, Division I running back, but he still rushed for 1,064 yards simply because he had the volume, you know. And the same can be said for the other guys too, you know, nothing like spectacular, but because they had the volume, that's what mattered more than anything. So that's just a little footnote as we dive into these running backs. Now, on this episode, we're going to focus primarily on Trevor Etienne at Georgia. Now, he is transferring from Florida, and, you know, it's going to be kind of a different style system for him coming in here, but I don't really, foresee any issues with him being able to transition easily, right? So his rushing yards line is 750 rushing yards. Now, he rushed for 753 rushing yards last year, so it kind of feels as if, again, they're just, you know, copy-paste, right? Copy-paste. And that seems to be the trend. I know, and I've said it on every one of these prop episodes, these lines just seem off. And, you know, we'll dive into the PRO, the passer over expectancy profiles for Georgia. Last year, they were one of the most pass-happy teams, regardless of down and distance. And a lot of people, you know, they wouldn't realize that. They'd be like, oh, Georgia, they just run the ball, you know. But on standard downs, they were plus 4.26%. And then on passing downs, they were plus 8.68% pass rate over expectancy. So you pair that with kind of a slow pace. They're 107th overall, 29.35 seconds per play. You know, that doesn't seem like the type of environment that you would think a running back can flourish in. You know, you're kind of like, I'm going to be a little, you know, hesitant, right? Well, the thing that really stands out to me is offensive line returning production for Georgia, 47th overall, 79.1%. So not in the elite level with that. Their stuff rate last year was 54th, 15.4%, and then offensive line yards, they were 24th, right? So not a I don't want to say like Georgia's offensive line's not elite, because I mean they're very good, right? But from like the advanced metric standpoint, you know, they're not elite, you know. But when I look at ETN's overall standalone metrics, I mean, he really stands out as the potential season. His broken tackle plus missed tackle per attempt percentage was 16th overall, and that's out of 200 qualifying running backs with at least 100 rushing attempts last year. And that was 28.2% of his rushes. And then his yards after contact per attempt, 31st, 3.5. Now, those are solid numbers. What stands out more than anything is his rushing attempts number. He was 118th in rushing attempts, and that's 131st overall. And he is coming into this offense where he is on the depth chart listed as the main guy, the main starter. And I do not see any realm of possibility where if he doesn't secure 160, you know, rushing attempts, that he does not just like fly over this this total. And the reason is, you know, Georgia is going to rush the ball, and the guys behind him, you know, they're sophomores coming in. Nothing against them. They're obviously decent and you know, high prospects, as the majority of Georgia is, but they're losing both Dejon Edwards and Kendall Milton, who are both seniors, and this is going to be like he is coming in to take up that production basically. But two of those running backs, Milton and Edwards, they had 286 rushing attempts last year. Now, obviously, I don't, you know, see ETN as being like this three down bell cow. Georgia just doesn't really seem to lean into that. They haven't in, you know, ever really in a long time. And so even if he gets a 60-40 split of that or something of that nature, you know, you're looking at, you know, anywhere from 160 to 175 rushing attempts. And if he gets that many attempts, he's going to soar over when it comes to this prop. And I think that in itself is enough to like zero in on it. Now, I know that a lot of people are going to look at like the Carson Beck side of it. Like they might try to be boosting him up to try to get, you know, into a Heisman, you know, potential finalist, you know, because he is the face of the team and whatnot. But I just think there's just way too much vacated volume, and ETN is going to soak up a good bit of that. And he's already proven that he is a quality running back. And if he did it at Florida, who last year, you know, had a subpar offensive line in comparison to Georgia, he can do the same here. So barring an injury or anything like that, I feel confident saying he's going to soar over this total. Now, I don't have anything else to go on for this episode specifically. Again, it's just another quick like snapshot type episode, and I'm going to be kind of drilling through these over the next couple of days. The only place I have found these lines at is going to be on Underdog Fantasy, and I just think they are incredibly mispriced. And this one I feel very good about. I felt good about the first one we did, Quinshon Judkins. And I just think we really – there's a ton of value here that's going overlooked. And so as we continue, I'm going to do more – I have several more running back episodes that I want to get done in the next couple days. And then the wide receiver episodes, I know I had said previously that I'm just going to probably pair those with the quarterbacks that I already liked. But I'm diving more into them, and there's actually more intricacies that really stand out to me and really, you know, pique my interest. So, but that's going to be it for today. If you want to reach out to me, if you want to, you know, ask any questions about the process or the data, or if you have any suggestions on future topics that I can do episodes on, I'm more than open to hear them. You can reach me on Twitter, or you can email me at themintnermethod@gmail.com. And that's pretty much it. So as always, thanks for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one. Take care.